Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 8th of July, 1974. The title is, Be Master Knowledgeful and a Masti Almighty Authority, and you will become liberated from all types of cues. Be Master Knowledgeful and a Master Almighty Authority, and you will become liberated from all types of cues. What Mela would you call this today, of the father and the children? That also takes place in a Laukik relationship. But what is the speciality of today's Mela that doesn't take place anywhere else? There is, of course, the Mela of the souls and the Supreme Soul, but tell Baba something more alaukik. The speciality of this Mela is that this is the only Mela where you experience all relationships as well as the love and attainments of all relationships at the same time from the One. It is not just the Mela of the father and the children, or the Satguru and his followers, or the obedient children who are to become equal to the father, but it is the alaukik Mela in which you experience celebrating a meeting of all relationships at the same time with the One. You will not find this uniqueness or this speciality anywhere else. In order to celebrate such a Mela, all of you have come to the shore of the ocean. Since you have all attainments from all relationships, don't become content with the meeting and attainment of just one or two relationships. Those who become content with just a little are called bhagats. Children have a right to all relationships and all attainments. Souls who attain this right and are knowledgeable and yogi souls are loved by the Father. Ask yourself, do you have love for such a father? Have you become incorporeal, egoless, viceless, a conqueror of attachment and embodiment of remembrance like the father? What sign would be experienced in those who are to become the embodiment of remembrance? They will constantly be the embodiment of total power. What is the easy yukti to become a conqueror of attachment? You are experienced in this, are you not? To constantly see the Father in all relationships and to see all attainments through all relationships in front of you. Since you experience all relationships and all attainments from One, what other relationships or other attainments could still remain? Do you not have the experience of breaking all attachments from many directions and connecting with One easily and naturally? If you still have attachment to someone else, this proves that you are not experiencing all relationships and all attainments. Today, Baba will tell you about the heart-to-heart conversations and the news of the meeting of the father with the children. You have extra interest in listening to the news, do you not? Now, within this news, look at where you are. Firstly, Baba will tell you the news about Amritvela. He has already told you about the variety of postures and positions at Amritvela. However, today Baba will tell you something else. As soon as Amritvela begins, all the children everywhere make the effort to dial the number, that is, to make a connection. Some children, because of having a clear line, are able to get a connection very quickly, whereas others spend their time in getting the connection. Some children become disheartened because they cannot connect with the number. Some children dial the father's number but are connected to Maya in between. Maya interferes in such a way that they are not able to break away even when they want to. Here also, when you sometimes get connected to a wrong number, the other person does not put the phone down even when you ask them to. You will tell the other person to ring off, and the other person will tell you to ring off. In the same way, Maya also breaks the connection of the weak children and also causes them distress. There is a reason why she causes them distress. Because those children are under the influence of laziness and carelessness throughout the day, they pay very little attention. Maya also seeks revenge on such careless souls at the time of receiving blessings by not allowing them to follow Baba's directions. The scenes of such souls were very amazing. At Amritvela, their form is only visible for a very short time. Sometimes, in order to seek cooperation from the father, they put in a request with a lot of love. Sometimes, in order to please the father, they remind the father of his praise and his duty by saying, "You are the merciful one. You are the almighty authority. You are the bestower of blessings. You are the only one for the children," etc., etc. Sometimes, they become so forceful and distressed by Maya that they try to use the weapons of all powers. Sometimes they use the sword and sometimes they place the shield in front of them. Although they are forceful, because of not having the awareness of being obedient, faithful, and constantly an embodiment of remembrance, their force doesn't reach the target accurately. This scene is very amusing. There are also some innocent children who are not able to tell the difference between godly attainment and Maya. They consider sleep to be the stage of being the embodiment of peace or the seed stage. They consider the rest of a short sleep to be supersensuous joy. In this way, many children show many different scenes. However, the Maharathi children are very few, even fewer than the number you have actually counted. You may think there are 8, but in Baba's list, even 8 are not yet ready. Even now, the 8 jewels are reaching the stage of becoming the embodiment of all 8 powers and creating a stage equal to the Father in their thoughts, words, and actions. According to the drama, the 8 jewels have received a special rite from the Father in order to meet Him. They do not need to connect through a number because those souls have a constant connection. Only viceless souls attain a wireless connection. The moment they have a thought, they are able to meet Him. There are very few children who have this blessing. This is the scene of Amritvela. Baba has 5 types of queues in front of him. The first queue is of those who put in different requests. Sometimes they put in a request for themselves, saying, "Give me some power, cooperate with me, open the lock of my intellect, give me courage, show me a yukti." Sometimes they put in requests for souls who have come into their contact. "Open the lock of the intellect of my husband or of such and such relation of mine." Sometimes, not seeing success in the service they have done, they put in a request for success in their service. "We will do the service and you grant us success. Let my pilgrimage of remembrance become constant and powerful. This sanskar of mine should finish. Souls who put in many requests come in front of the Father in this way. The second queue is of those who complain. Their language is, why is this like this? How will this happen? When and how will this happen? I want this, but why does it not happen? Why am I not able to stay in remembrance? Why do I not receive cooperation from my Laukik and Alaukik family? They have many such complaints. They have complaints in two particular aspects. Why do I have waste thoughts? Why is there the illness of the body? Why does my remembrance break? The queue of such complaints is a long one. Thirdly, some consider Baba to be the fortune teller and start a queue in front of him. Will my illness finish? Will there be success in service? Will this particular relative of mine follow the path of knowledge? Will service expand in our town or our village? Will there be success in my interaction with others? Should I continue with this interaction or should I break off this interaction? Should I do business or get a job? Can I become a Maharathi? Do you think I will become this? They come to Baba with trivial household matters. Will my mother-in-law's anger reduce? I am in bondage, so will my bondage ever break? Will I ever become free? Some even ask, will I surrender myself totally? Will this desire of mine be fulfilled? There is also a queue of such souls. The fourth queue is of those who complain like this. Why did you come at such a time when I have become so old? Or now, when I have a body that is ill? Why did you not awaken me earlier? Why did you awaken me so late? Why did you come in the land of Sindh? Why did the sisters from there emerge first? Why did you make me into a brother at the confluence age? Why was the system created of putting the Shaktis first? Was I meant to be in bondage even in my last birth? Why did I alone have such a karmic bondage? Why did you make me so poor that I am unable to cooperate with wealth? Why did I not have the part to meet Baba in the Sakar form? There is also a queue of those who hand in such complaints. There is also a fifth queue, which is now getting smaller. That is, of asking for something in a royal way. They never use the word mercy or blessings, but they still have that desire. Did you hear how many types of queues there are? Each of you should check yourself to see in how many queues you were standing. Nowadays, you have to stand in many queues in one way, in one day. In the same way, many children stand in these queues in front of Bab Dada throughout the day. Not only do they speak of these things to the avyakt or subtle form, but when Baba comes from the avyakt form to meet them in the corporeal form, they still continue to ask these little things. Stabilize yourself in the stage of being Master Knowledgeful and a Master Almighty Authority, and all types of queues will finish, and then there will be queues of your subjects and bhagats in front of each of you. How can that queue begin whilst you are still busy in these queues? Therefore, now stabilize yourself in your stage. Remove yourself from all these queues. Constantly use your time in staying in the deep love of celebrating a meeting with the Father and remain absorbed in love, and then all these things will finish. Now Baba will respond to all these requests and complaints another time. So there will be no need to ask these questions time and again and thereby waste your time. Achha. To such cooperative companions of Bab Dada who celebrate a meeting in 1 second and are free from all types of queues, to those who fulfill all relationships with the One Father, to those who are an embodiment of all attainments and constantly stable in the stage of being completely ignorant of all desires, and to the children who are to become the embodiment of the 8 powers, Bab Dada's love, remembrances, good night, and namaste. Om Shanti.